And so remember, guys, there's never an end game. There's layers and layers and layers. And so on the journey, you get to poke in deeper layers. The nice part is that it never feels as awful, as intense, as chaotic as the early layers. You can perceive them as big and gnarly and ugly, but you actually won't be reactive to them. You can be in an observation. Hey, welcome back to Houston, our graduate girl. So it's almost like a clearing, and most of us come in with a set goal to explore. Most people will have certain themes that they will explore with different circumstance, players, and scenarios. Right? And then, from what I'm seeing here, is that when you've been on the journey a long time and done a lot of personal work, you start hitting, which Monday, we're starting the new Monday series, which is on beliefs. You start hitting core beliefs that are tied into mass consciousness, DNA programming, and the human experience. And Don, ding, 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 ding. That's where you're at, buddy. All right? So
I haven't had anything over a year, and then suddenly, bang, this came up.
And Don's like, well, you know, I don't really get it, but this is what came up. So again, let's just talk 1 second before we start tapping about it. A belief is when thought and emotion line up very strongly. Okay? And we create through vibrational experience. Thought has a vibration, but emotion has a much stronger vibration. So when thought and emotion line up, it seems normal to you. Let me give you an example. When you're confident, that is a certain frequency. That's where you have the thought that you know what you're doing and you're going to be good at it. And your emotion lines up that you know what you're doing and you're going to be good at it. You with me? You can pitch your confidence. Right? You stand in your own authority. You're prepared for whatever comes at you. When you're doing something new for the first time, you're like, well, I'm pretty sure I'm prepared. I really believe I can do this. And then your emotions kind of go, what if? What if? You know, and your stomach churns. That's not confidence. That's not belief and emotion fully aligned. You with me? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine the difference in frequency there? You feel it. The emotions don't jive. Confidence is a comfortable, authoritative place that you don't get if your emotion and your thought is not aligned. Okay, so anytime somebody triggers you, whether it's a boss, a coworker, a child, or a loved one, whenever they trigger you, what happens? You think you know what you want. They just messed with that whole concept, didn't behave right for the picture, and your emotions tell you, I wasn't expecting them to do that. I'm not sure I know how to handle it. They may screw it up. This could really hurt me. This isn't right. You see where there's no confidence there? Incongruence. Okay, so sometimes beliefs are so deeply held, they're just part of our natural environment. So I want you to all take a breath and settle into your body. And I'm going to read something to you, a belief statement. And I want you to see if you feel 100% confident with the statement or if you have a little wiggle room. Okay, you ready? I am lovable and I can be helped. And let me say it one more way. You are lovable and you can be helped. Are you fully congruent with that? Are you 110% confident in that statement? You can try, is that what you said? Okay, so the way to tell if you're fully congruent, do you feel anything in the physical body? Like a little flutter, a deep breath, a little something, or do you hear a yeah but, or pretty much? Or even a blatant, of course I do, is ego. That's not confidence. All right, so you ready to hear it again? I am lovable and can be helped. You might have heard sometimes, most of the time. Okay, that's not full confidence or full congruence. Okay, one more. My life is full of hope that something good will happen. So there's a funny thing going on with that statement. If your life is full of hope, it means that you're not believing something good is happening. You're thinking it will hopefully be coming. And if you're hoping for something, it means that you wish you had it now. All right, so that's a trick statement in and of itself. Right, does anybody have any questions or comments?
What was the statement? Read the statement.
My life is full of hope that something good will happen. Now let me say it this way to your mind. Your life is full of hope that something good is going to happen. Okay, so in vibrational law and creating and being a conscious co-creator, when you're saying it's going to happen, you're in lack because you're believing it does not exist now. All right, so any comments, questions before I take you into some play? Feel that anxiety building.
I see more than I came in with all that. I didn't break it out that I'd missed the present for the whole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.